Beginning of Daf Maseches Tainis Daf Chazayin, beginning on the base, beginning of Tainis Master, beginning with Zigmar, Rav Amadolik, he says, what you do is that you double it up. Pirish, you skip backwards, meaning Harishon Kodem Harishon Parsha Gimel Pesukim. First Aliyah lanes from the beginning of the Parsha 3 Pesukim. Vashani, the second Aliyah, Shein Lekim Shnei Pesukim, only 2 Pesukim left. Medalik Pasuk Echad, he skips back to one Pasuk. The Kodem Masha Kodishon, he reads the last Pasuk that the first one had read, and that's his first Pasuk. Same thing as by Rosh Chodesh, we also do that, we skip back a pasuk. He says, why are you doing this interesting thing about skipping and repeating a pasuk, skipping backwards? Why doesn't the first aliyah start earlier in the parasha? We find that Shabbos that falls on Chol HaShamayit, even in the primary parasha that we want to speak about, in which is in Perek Lamed Daled, you see, obviously, when you need, you go back earlier so you can fit in all the aliyahs. So it says, no, but what you could say is, Mishum Hachi, who created Rebbe Parashah Shemal, Vier, and Chol HaShemoyed, Shabbat Chol HaMoyed, you lane from the previous Parashah, the Pesha Kol Oysa Parashah, Mishtav Echad Nyon, because that whole Parashah is talking about one topic, that of the eagle. So you can go back earlier. On Parashah Rech Chodesh, Omenel Mishtav Echad Echad Nyon, earlier than that, it's not talking about one topic. Well, Kachin Nikon, but Parashah Shemal, but that's not appropriate to read earlier in the Parashah. El Adelig, rather, we, again, we're going to repeat over a Pasuk two times. Again, it says, for me, it's a proof to our custom. Why don't we lay in every single Shabbos, besides the Parshas HaShavua, why don't we also lay in the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, which on the Isim Yom Tov, like we do on all the Yom Tovim, so on the Korban Parshas L'Mei Ma'ar, like we lay in the Parshas of the Yom Tov that it falls out on? The reason is, because the Parshas of Shabbos of a Musaf doesn't have three Pesukim. And the Ein Lam, you can't say Shana Dalag L'Adar, we repeat a pasuk from previously, the Lav Machal Yom, again, because it's not from the same topic, and it's not appropriate to say earlier, and therefore we can't, therefore we don't say the most of a Shabbos on Shabbos. Kirin Mek Tzayis Masl, Tad Ligin Gwiz Digmar, Gzeh Mishma Nachnas Ma Yitzin. It's decreed because of those who come in and those who leave. Perish. Shana Nachnas, and those who are coming in late, Shle Yudo, Hadi Shayim, Shekhar Gim Sukum. They didn't see the first Aliyah get three Pesukim. The Yidu HaShem, they can see the one who gets the second Aliyah, Shekhar Pesuk Amal Mala, that he's reading one of the Pesukim that the previous Aliyah had. Yayim, they're going to say, oh, Shadish Shle Kar Shem Pesukim. Obviously, the first Aliyah only had two Pesukim, because this one is starting at the third Pesuk. And by Yitzin, the Gzeh, the ones who leave, is Shadish and Kredish Shle Pesukim. When the first Aliyah gets three Pesukim, in Meshadish Shle Pesukim, only gives two Pesukim, it says Yitzin. You have to be concerned with those who are leaving early. This is how they can think, okay, Hai Shein is Sagal B'Shanei Pesukim. Obviously, there's only leaving two Pesukim left, and the second leaves never two Pesukim. That's the Gzeh of Anach Nasin, by Yitzin.